July 21, 1900, necessity of purification. After spending one day being dozy and so sleepy that I could not understand myself, having received communion, I felt I was going outside of myself, but I could not find my highest and only good, so I began to go round and round in a delirium. While doing this, I felt there was someone in my arms, completely veiled, in such a way that I could not see who he was. So, unable to refrain any longer, I tore that veil and I saw my longed for all. On seeing him, I felt I wanted to burst into complaints and nonsense, but in order to break my impatience and my delirium, Jesus gave me a kiss. That kiss infused in me life, calm, and broke my impatience, so much so, that I was unable to say anything anymore. Then, forgetting all my miseries, and I have many, I remembered the poor people, and I said to Jesus, "Placate yourself, spare so many people's torments so cruel. Let us go together where such things are happening, that we may comfort and console those poor Christians who are in such a sad state." And he, "My daughter, I do not want to take you, for your heart would not bear seeing such a harrowing slaughter." And I, "Ah, Lord, how is it that you have permitted this?" And he, "It is necessary, absolutely, for the sake of purgation in every place, because in the field sowed by me weeds and thorns have grown so much as to become trees. And these thorny trees do nothing but inundate my field with poisonous and pestilent waters, to the point that if some ear of grain remains intact, it receives nothing but punctures and stench, so much so, that it is impossible for more ears to germinate, first, because they lack the ground, which is occupied by so many noxious plants. Second, because of the continuous punctures they receive, which give them no peace. So, behold the necessity of the slaughter, to root out so many bad plants, and of shedding of blood, to purge my field of those poisonous and pestilent waters. Therefore, do not want to grow sad at this beginning, because not only there where I have sent chastisements, but in all other places is purgation needed." Who can say the consternation of my heart in hearing this speaking of Jesus? So, again, I insisted that I wanted to go see, but Jesus, not listening to me, disappeared. Left alone, I took my way to go there, but I found now an angel, who would make me go back, and now purging souls, to the point that I was forced to return into myself.